Hello, guys. Hello. Season seven is here. Season seven is here. You're like, where the hell you been? I've been around the world and yeah. Okay, I'm done. Hey, guys. Miss you guys so much. The first episode of season seven, I'm going to talk about Old Lady Gang, the restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia. But we gotta talk, Candy. Candy, we gotta talk. We gotta talk. Bring it in, people. Bring it in. If you're new to the podcast, hello. Subscribe, follow. I said subscribe. You know, as a YouTuber and a podcaster and everything, you like subscribe, follow, you know, share, do all that. Share with your mom and your friends, side piece, main piece, who piece, your piece, my piece, etc. But let's dive right into it. Old Lady Gang on 177 Peter Street, Southwest Atlanta, Georgia. Let me give you all the zip code 30313. I was going there very hopeful. Me and my baby, we were like, he has a woman that loves to eat. I am literally, as I always said before, the Snicker commercial. If I don't eat, I feel sorry for you. It's just one of those things. And this time we were like, you know what? We're around the area. So we were like, let's just go check out OLG. Old Lady Gang by Candy, Candy from Escape, Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta, and her mama and her aunties and everybody else. So we're like, I want to taste their food because, if you go to the South, you want to taste some good old Southern finger licking food. So I was like, all right, I saw some reviews, like, when you Google a restaurant, you see the reviews, you see the stars. So I'm like, let me see what's going on. Because sometimes, you could think that, that the reviews are one thing. Everybody have mixed signals, everybody has different taste buds, etc. But anything, I was like, I'm gonna go in open-minded. We went in, everybody's talking about the $10 parking fee. Let me tell you guys something. I don't have a problem paying $10 parking fee because you can't even park around there. That's shit. There's other $5 and stuff parking lots, but who the hell want to walk over there then walk back over here? I'm gonna pay the $10. I'm pay the $10. Whoever she has to pay the $10 to, does it is what it is. There's a guy right there, like, hey, you coming to OLG? Give me the, you give him $10. It's like a little drug transaction here. Give him $10. He said, go to the parking spot, and then there's an entrance by the parking area below because it's a lower level, upper level. I said, all right. So to go to the parking lot or the parking spaces, whatever, there's a hill, and this is where I have the little problem, Candy. Yo, hell, trying to fuck up people's car. I already see a motherfucking lawsuit. You understand? I was like, ooh, because it's kind of like a steep, and if you don't, if you have like a low rider car, right, you're gonna hear the bottom of your car go, because it's great. Because not only is it a deep hole and it dents up, just fix the shit. If you got, them big old ones, cars, because everybody in the South also be driving with a pickup truck and shit, you might not hear it as much. You might hear a little bit, might, but just fix that, Candy, because that's like a what the hell, $10. If you're paying $10, I need a smooth landing all the way to the parking spaces. But besides that, so went out the parking space, I saw the bus, that red bus that everybody takes pictures with. I was like, everybody. I'm all excited. A man opened the door for me. I was like, okay, thank you. I'm in the South. Not saying that inside the South nobody else opened the door, but I said, thank you so much, sir. So I went in, I went in and boom, oof, the scent. There was a moldy scent caught me, right? But I was distracted by the pictures. There were pictures of her in magazine, pictures of her with her son, her with her daughter. There was a art picture of Todd, which was done really cute. And then it had like, let's eat. So once you come in, if you come in from below, there's like a bar area, and then there's like a private room that you can also eat. So I was like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go upstairs. A little tiny moldy scent and stuff. So I was like, I'm gonna go upstairs. I reach upstairs to the main dining, and they have like the chairs are hard as hell. They just let you know it's a real, like, you know, you don't know. Let me put some steel together, color it and y'all gonna sit down and do this. But you know, I was like, okay, I'll do this. Just like hurry up, don't stay long. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna let me just see. So they sat us in like the middle, and it's kind of like too much traffic. And sometimes, you know, when I like to eat, I like to eat. I don't want nobody watching me eat because I'm one of them girls, I'm not eating cute. I'ma eat. So I saw a booth that was available. I said, like, can we go in the back there by the booth? By the booth. And she was like, okay. We were there waiting for our water, waiting, waiting. I was like, damn, this is some bullshit. Nobody done come over here and say nothing like if we want a piece of crack or nothing. Somebody that sat after us got our water. I was like, wait, we can't play the racism card because we in a whole blackety black fucking mess. I was like, okay, maybe because we changed seats, it's a different person. I don't know, but it didn't seem like it, but whatever. So we're waiting. The customer service is like, honestly, the customer service sucks. The customer service really, really sucks. I wish I could say that it didn't suck. I wish I said something different. I don't want to slam anybody down, but it's just something that needs improvement. You know, when you have those times when you take your employees and have those workshop days and things like that, they definitely need that because the vibe that we got was what y'all want, hurry up, order it. Look, don't change your mind. Bye. And staff is something that's so important and so key to any business because even though your name, her name is so big and people are going because of her name and even her mama, when you get there, you're not going to see them. That's a reality. So you're just going there to taste the food. So when you do not have a lasting impression to not only come back again, but to share it with others, it's kind of crazy. And I hope that if you know you decide to go because you have to make up your own mind and you have a better experience than I had. It was just one of those things that's priceless. I always tell people when you have amazing staff, when you have a great team, take care of them because it is something that is lacking a lot out here. And trust me, I'm a millennial. I like instant gratification, but at the same time, people, I cannot budge when it comes down to customer service. Because if I'm spending my money, if I'm giving you $20, $50, $100, $200, whatever it is, I want to feel that, yes, I came out my house. You made me feel fantastic. Let me tip you a little bit more, you know, etc. Depending on the situation. But that wasn't it. It might be, I look at it might be also the gratuity for is included. Like for two people it's automatically included in the check. So they got 18% gratuity off the back. So it wasn't like they were trying. It wasn't like they wanted, ooh, it was just like, hurry up, get up. Oh my gosh, you asking for something. It almost felt like everything in the sense was kind of a bother. Our waiter, he was, you could see that there's something in him, but it gotta come out. But it's almost like everything else. We did have one young girl. She had glasses on, long ponytail before we moved to the booth area. And she did say hi, you know, she did greet us and she was like, I'll be with you guys in a second. And we were just asking her a few things, but she was trying to clear up her section. But her vibe, her stuff was good, but we moved to the booth. So I must say with that one. But everybody else is like, look, people, hurry up and order. So anyway, because y'all like, whatever, let's get to the food, what we ordered. But again, customer service is ideal. Candy, just work with them because I know you also got to shop another one inside of the stadium. So I know it's not like that when all them $1 million, $1 billion people come inside of the stadium. I just need consistency. That's all I'm saying. I just need consistency. Hopefully I have a better experience. Hopefully whatever, but I need a better experience. I don't know. I don't know about going back because honestly, I don't know. But anyway, so we ordered to start the devil eggs with the shrimp in the top and then the OLG wings. So we're like, okay, let's try this out because they're like, these are the ones that people order the most. The wings were like, huh? The sauce, which is, it was like, I don't know. I've had wings in my life. I had wings, many wings, henny wings, all kind of wings. And these were just like, okay. And then the devil eggs, he was right, the shrimp at the top, because you could have it without the shrimp. It did give it a little kick, but it wasn't like, ooh, it was just like, okay, I could eat it. So the appetizers were like, okay, fine. So we're like, main entree, let's go, let's dive in. So I had the big lamb with collard greens. That's a lamb meal with my side of collard greens. Because if you know me, ooh, I love me some collard greens. I got my spot in Brooklyn, shot. Ooh, I got my spot in Brooklyn. That them collard greens smack the heck. Oh, good God. Okay, anyways, go back to OLG. So I'm expecting, I have high standards, because not only do I have my spot in Brooklyn, but I also watch YouTube channels when, because my man, my man, he black. Okay, let me stress this out. He black. That man eat liver. So if you know, he likes his liver, his gravy, and his rice. You understand? He black, so you understand. So I know what it comes down to, your collard greens. You gotta season your goddamn, first you gotta clean it right, but you gotta season that water. All them YouTubers say it too. Them little country ones, they be like, look, your collard greens gonna taste like your water. Your collard greens gonna taste like your water. You could play around with the pepper flakes, and you could play around with the vinegar, but your collard greens gotta taste like water, like your they're gonna taste like your water. So you gotta season your water correctly. So your collard greens get that. Candy, your collard greens is missing everything. It's like y'all just threw vinegar. It's like, okay, I'm call it a day. And that's not what you do. I was extreme. I'm zero for the collard. I was upset. You understand? Because that's not. No. There's no way. There's no. I was not raised in the South, and my collard greens way better than that. And baby, you already know that my collard greens was slapping somebody, mama. Because I made sure that if I have to make collard greens for somebody, I gotta make sure that they're like, oh, this is good, not just bland, not just ugh. You understand? I gotta hit them. But anyway, Candy, we gotta talk about it. Maybe the chef was off that day. Maybe I don't know what happened. Maybe I don't know, a busboy was doing it. I don't know what's going on, but it was not it. So I was like, let me try cornbread. You understand? Cornbread was little tiny circle cornbread. I like try to break it. The shit was like so fucking hard. I was like, what the shit is this? What the shit is this? I was like, okay, it's hard, but maybe it tastes good. Because sometimes you gotta warm it up. Maybe it tastes good. Bah. I spit the collard green. I mean the cornbread out. I say, damn. Damn, Candy, what's going on here? Because I believe the lamb is the most expensive meal, like on the menu, I believe. So I might be wrong, but I believe so, right? Or one of the most expensive meals on the menu. So the lamb was like, I think it could be seasoned better. I guess the cooking, it was not tough. It was okay. Like I guess the moisturized, but there was no flavor. There was nothing ya sabor. Like I wanted to put some sazón con algo. Like I wanted to marinate. I wanted to call, what, Trick Daddy? I wanted to call Trick Daddy. Like Trick Daddy can help with this, because Trick Daddy had a whole little YouTube stuff about with some lamb chops when he had I forgot what's her guest, a female, Shawana. Suki something he had her on, and he was doing the lamb chops. It's like, ooh, but they were not that. It was almost like, it's so disappointing when you have like a name, because of course people are going to go old lady game because it's Candy's mom, and her, they know they're her mom too, and her mom is a character as well. So people are going there just for that, for the experience. We have like a table across that had like six, seven, or eight girls in there, and they were like, they turned to one of their friends, like, you the one that wanted to go here, but come here, because they were disappointed too. Like, you're spending your money and you're not getting what the quality that you're expecting to get. So it was crazy. It was one of those things. He had the fish dinner, which comes, he had his orders of mac and cheese and black-eyed peas or rice and peas, because I'm like, that's not rice and peas, but it's okay. Southern rice and peas, black-eyed peas, right? Bye. We took one scoop each of the Black Eyed Peas, and he was like, "This is disgusting. No, like, no seasoning." I'm not lying. I'm not even exaggerating. But I hope that it changes, and I hope that when you go there, you have a different, completely different experience than we did. And he was like, "What the hell is that?" There was somebody ne sitting next to us before our food came, and we asked her like, "How's the mac and cheese?" And she was like, "It's all right." And she was right. It's all right. It's nothing like crazy, but it's all right. The guy had his fish, and he was like, "It's good." Honestly, from the lamb chops, the black eyed peas, the fish, the lamb, the collard greens, the wings, the shrimp, the fish, and this is crazy, was probably the best because the fluffness of it, you know, my baby did say it was a little salty for him. You know, I was like, okay, I could see that. But I think out of everything, it was the best. Like, it was the best. And that's crazy. But yes, with the fish. So I was like, what's going on here? What's going on? I need consistency. I need consistency. I want the hype. If you selling or you're trying to sell me the hype with the name, I want the hype with the food. I want to lick my finger. I want to do something, but nope. The lies you tell. I don't know too many people from the South to be disrespecting like that. That's crazy. I was like, all right, I'm gonna leave it. I'm gonna let it be. I'm gonna talk about it. My review will be on my podcast, which you guys are hearing. And I sometimes just go to different restaurants and just speak about the experience. Like on the next episode, you guys are going to hear me speak about an experience that I had at a restaurant in Hawaii as well. And, you know, I'll speak about that. And that was a Thai restaurant. But yeah, OLG, you gotta do better. You guys are the original OG, so it should have been like, you know, when somebody grandma. My grandma had, shout out Miss Pearl Lee. She used to have, like, you know, her arms, and when her arm move and she mold, let me tell you, when she mixing the pot, the andos jiggle, and then it's like she the woof woof. I remember one time my grandma, her pressure cooker bust up. It like bust up in the air, and why greedy me? I'm flying. I'm there catching corn and stuff. What she was? She made some soup. I'm under the table catching stuff because I'm like, ooh, this is still good, even though. But anyway, so I'm expecting that, you know, grandmas and aunties and stuff that have years of experience, you know, I'm expecting that. But they're not there cooking every day. They're paying somebody to do that, but that person has to be somewhat consistent with their recipe. That's all I'm saying. You understand? So if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, check out OLG and, you know, come to your own conclusion. This was unfortunately ours. I wish it was different, but it's not. But this was it. My baby was like, nope. Oh, and almost forgot. We took banana pudding to go. It was not bad. It wasn't super sweet, so, and it didn't have that super like artificial banana flavor that sometimes some people have with banana pudding. So it wasn't bad. So if it's like, if you don't want too much of a sugar rush, you could take that. We took that to go with the my baby said Nilla crackers. I said Nia, it's Nia. And he was like, whatever, baby. I said Nia crackers, okay. So we took it all, and we were eating that on our way out. But yeah, so if you're in Atlanta, check out OLG, come to your own conclusion. I hope if I do ever check it out again to have a different experience, but I don't know. I might check it out, maybe the one in the stadium, maybe one time when they're having a game or something, but this was not it. I wish it was different. And then the one thing also was it was like it wasn't clean. Like I want my restaurants to be clean. That's something that it just felt like, you know, when you go and you kind of like feel a little icky, itchy, icky. Yeah. But it has a lot of potential. It's in a great location. And again, it's just about grooming the staff and making everybody go on, be on the same page, because it takes a lot. It takes a village to make anything work, even to raise a child, et cetera. So it takes you coming together with your staff and understanding what their needs are. Maybe they need something to better equip them so they can assist the, you know, the clientele's a little bit better, but something gotta give because people can't be spending money and having all these stuff. I'm just saying. So you go ahead and check out OLG for yourself, come to your own conclusion, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram, whatever I want to, the number two say podcast. I've been like, I was like deleting some stuff, posting some stuff. There's still some videos on my video wall, but I'm gonna start posting some more. But I'm, season seven is here. Season seven is here, ladies and gents. And again, my sister book, Panama in Black, is out on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Duke U Press. Go get your copy and so many others. And support Black, because I'm Black, she's Black. It's like when they're like, oh my gosh, you speak Spanish and you're Black. Yes, there are people, there are Black people everywhere. They speak all type of languages. Stop getting shocked. Cállate la boca, Dios mío, yo no soporto todo esto. But anyway, Panama in Black, get the hardcover, $99.95, $100. If you want the paperback, it's like $27 on Amazon, etc. Support Black, you get the history. I'm gonna do a whole breakdown. She really went into detail. You guys heard me on my last little snippet on it. And once I have the book in my hand and receive it and do a whole video, you guys will know how I feel. What you mean? This, I know all the hard labor that went into this, so I am just excited to share with you guys as well. So again, thank you so much. And ATL, we got a lot more. Georgia, we got a lot more restaurants to check out. I just pop up. I'm just like a regular person and pop up and check out. And then I just come and notify my audience. It is what it is sometimes, But love you guys. Till next time. Bye.